I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Sherelle, good to talk with you again.
Good to talk to you, D&D. Dom, guess what? I'm smiling right now. Thank you.
Good. Well, your biggest fan, we're fans, but my wife, Ro, is a bigger fan. She just loves the energy, your ideas, et cetera. So I know she's listening right now.
Thank you, Ro. Shout out to you, my fellow Germantown Northwest resident. Thank you so much for your confidence. It means more than you know.
So last night, I think you were the only one. There's only other one candidate that I think would talk about. I talked to Michael Nutter the other day about it, and he supports it because, just as you said, stop and frisk, whatever you want to call it, Terry stops. We can have police that do that, but they need the backing of the mayor, police commissioner. And they can do it effectively, and if they're not doing it effectively, they can be disciplined, et cetera. So what was it like when you talked about that last night, that the Times call for this?
Well, Don, one, I thank you for sort of just taking your listening audience back through a stroll relative to my position on the issue, because it's important to me that they know it hasn't changed. When you hear me mention Terry stops or the term that is the most polarizing, stop and frisk, I affirm that law enforcement across the nation has a right to use it as a tool when they do it constitutionally, and that is when officers have just cause and reasonable suspicion. And, you know, there are some folks, you know, and I realize this, Dom, and I want to be straight with your listening audience. There are people that are going to weaponize my perspective on this very controversial issue as a way to, you know, prevent me in their minds from becoming the first woman mayor of the city of Philadelphia. But I want you to know, I don't care, you know, what happens, you know, relative to this polarizing issue and where people fall, my perspective is not going to change. We need to use every tool, every legal tool, every constitutional tool available for our law enforcement to make public safety our number one priority while they're protecting and serving us. And that won't change.
Yeah. And again, this has been done. Michael Nutter is an example, African-American male. He broke that down yesterday and talked when he's been stopped and what he did when he was mayor, that this certainly can be done. Charles Ramsey, African-American male police commissioner. He's been my source on it. Something you just said there, too, about polarizing. You were good enough, and some of your colleagues running for mayor were good enough to come out here, meet with us. And for us, you know, it was a big day because we actually had people that listeners could hear that might be the next mayor, even if they differ on some things. Public safety, I think there's a lot of agreement. And yet, Helen Gim wrote a directive to you and everybody else, a press release, saying, how dare you come out here and engage across different lines. What's your reaction to that? That's pretty polarizing to me.
Well, Dom, I'm not going to respond directly to her or any other candidate in my conversation with your listening audience. I'm enjoying doing that on the debate stage and look forward to that in the future. But I do want to say this. I thank God that I have been in a position in my life that has never afforded me the opportunity to not interact with, communicate with, or listen to people whose perspectives on the issue I may agree to disagree with. To sit down and find common ground on what we do agree with. And so the first time I can remember, you're calling my office, your team, to say, will Sherelle Parker come on our show? Dom, I'll be honest, I didn't know who you were. I didn't know anything about your listening audience. And there were folks who said, no, don't go on that show. Those, quote unquote, are not people you will have a lot in common with. Ideologically, you're on different sides of the spectrum. They didn't know, but when they said that to me, that encouraged me to come, because I'm never going to turn down an opportunity to have an audience with people who we may agree to disagree on certain issues, but when we can find common ground, we want to make sure that we do that. And on this issue, I am Black, and I am a woman, and I am the mother of a 10-year-old Black boy, and his father and I, my former husband, we have to sit down and have that conversation with our son, and that is standard in the Black community. And this is, listen, it's a reality, and it's not something I'm going to run from, but no one is going to tell me that because I have to have that talk with my son that I should also not encourage employment of every tool in the toolbox that is legal and constitutional to protect him and everyone in the city of Philadelphia. And I'll stand up and debate that perspective against anybody, Dom.
Well, exactly. And I think that's when you talk about cops on the beat, and you've drilled down to that exactly what you're talking about. There'll be more of a bond there, a connection that goes both ways. One of the things that impressed me, too, there's only been two of you out of the seven or eight that I've talked with that have talked with this at length passionately, and that is Philadelphia Sherelle Parker being clean again, or a cleaner city. I can remember that it wasn't always this way. What is it that a Parker administration would do to make Philadelphia a lot cleaner?
Listen, Adam, my grandmother, and, you know, I've been unapologetic. People are probably saying, she's 50. What does she know about the Sherelles? I'm named after the Sherelles, and I do have an old-fashioned spirit because I was raised by my grandparents. And my grandmother always talked about cleaning marble steps when she was growing up. Now, I said, wow, I never knew you had marble steps in your house. Guess what, Dom? She was talking about marble steps outside. Mm-hmm. So that was standard for my grandmother to do, clean the steps outside. So I have zero tolerance for this, Philadelphia moniker. We're going to clean it up. We're going to put my PHL, Taking Care of Business program, on steroids, and we will see people in every zip code and neighborhood across the city of Philadelphia keeping our streets clean. And the only way we'll do it is not by hugging our way to do it, because it doesn't get clean when we hug, right? But we have to make it someone's job to go out there and clean our streets, and we're going to do that. I also, Dom, because this is on my mind, I want you folks in the listening audience to know that no matter what zip code I travel to, I don't care about the demographic, Black, white, race, class, socioeconomic status, zip code. My message about a safer and cleaner Philadelphia with economic opportunity for all, I don't change it dependent on the audience, and it's been well received, and I'm so super duper proud. So shout out to your audience for giving Sherelle Parker consideration. I appreciate it.
Without a doubt. And if people want to know more about you, they're starting to see your ads. I'm glad to see that you've gotten enough money that last week on Inside Story, we talked about that with a couple of experts there on Channel 6, that people are backing you because they have hope that you'll be mayor, to get your message out there. And your personal story is exactly the type of thing that grabs people, the success that you made of yourself.
Well, listen, I'm super excited about it. Please visit www.sherelleparker.com. If you haven't seen the ads on television, you can see them on the website. But the response that I've been getting, I don't care if, again, Black and white, Hispanic, of color of any kind, people have been receiving that message, and we're going to keep pressing as hard as we can, because our city can be better. We can be safer. We can be cleaner. We just have to have leadership in order to do it. And I'm going to piss some people off, Dom. I'm sorry to say that word on the air, but there's some people who are not going to like my strategy. I've heard somebody say, you know, she's not compassionate enough. No, I just don't take any nonsense. And when I say safer and I say cleaner, I mean exactly what I said. And people will believe it because they are going to see it. It won't be because I gave a good speech. It'll be because they've seen it in our work. And I'm going to make our people believers again.
Hey, by the way, Dan just told me yesterday we did give us that Philly celebrity politician or athlete.
This is
or
a true Philly,
Philly girl.
Philly girl.
Yes. Yeah. Philly girl, Philly guy. You certainly fit the bill.
Thank you all so much. And I'm going to keep crisscrossing the city.
All right. Thanks, Sherelle. Thank you very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.